From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia endorses plans for a third round of talks on Syria. The United States and Russia appear to have bridged some of their differences on the issue. After meeting Tuesday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian leaders endorsed a plan for a third round of talks in New York this Friday to discuss a political transition in Syria.
We want the same outcomes. We see the same dangers. We understand the same challenges. And we all believe that a united, non-sectarian Syria represents the future, and we also agree that it is a future without Daesh.
Kerry met with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. The U.S. Defense Department said Tuesday security in Afghanistan has been deteriorating over recent months. As the United States limits its military engagement, the Taliban has been more successful in launching attacks on Afghan forces. Nine presidential contenders are taking part in the fifth Republican presidential debate. The debate in Las Vegas, Nevada, is being dominated by national security and terrorism issues. The debate is taking place less than 2 months before the Iowa caucuses, the crucial first nominating event of the primary election season. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. This will be the first such special session for the group since April, when the Human Rights Council convened to discuss terrorist attacks and human rights abuses by the organization Boko Haram. The United Nations opened peace talks Tuesday in Geneva in a bid to find a durable settlement to the crisis in Yemen. An envoy announced the start of the week-long ceasefire, saying the goal is to make that ceasefire permanent. This is VOA News. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency unanimously approved a resolution to end the investigation. The approval Tuesday came after IAEA Chief Yukiya Amano presented his final report on the matter.
The agency has no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices after 2009.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the end of the investigation. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said President Barack Obama has told the military of the need to accelerate the campaign against the Islamic State. He said the United States is seeking more help from coalition partners.
In addition to those who have joined the campaign here, we really are looking for the rest of the world to step up.
Carter spoke to reporters Tuesday before arriving in Turkey, where he stressed the need for Turkey to maintain better control of its border with Syria. Colombia took a major step toward a final peace agreement Tuesday when the government and the Marxist rebel group FARC signed an agreement to compensate victims and punish those responsible for war crimes. The government and the rebels have given themselves until March 23rd to reach a comprehensive agreement that would end more than 50 years of fighting. Billions of dollars are spent every year on developing drugs to treat a host of illnesses. Jessica Berman reports U.S. researchers have come up with an online index that they hope will enable pharmaceutical companies to direct their drugs where they will have the greatest impact.
It's called the Global Health Impact Index, and it's a simple way to track the places in the world where vital drugs can have the biggest impact. It was created by researchers at Binghamton University in New York and will soon be launched by the World Health Organization. The web index, described in the journal PLOS ONE, is designed to identify companies that are doing the most to improve global health and those that are doing the least. Jessica Berman, Washington.
Worldwide crude oil prices rose nearly 3% Tuesday, thus recovering slightly after recent drops. Policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, started a two-day meeting Tuesday in Washington. Analysts predict the Fed will increase the benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. A rebel leader in the Central African Republic has declared an autonomous state in the north. He has rejected recent elections. Meanwhile, residents of the Central African Republic are waiting for results of a referendum on a new constitution. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.